With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A searing heat wave is gripping much of the U.S., Donna Water reports.
It's gotten as high as 128 degrees Fahrenheit recently in California's Death Valley National Park. But the tourists come anyway, like Drew Belt of Tupelo, Mississippi.
Usually a breeze is cool. This is not a cool breeze whatsoever.
Officials say one visitor to the park died Saturday from heat exposure, and another person was hospitalized. But you don't have to visit the desert to be exposed to the extreme heat. In Multnomah County, Oregon, Dr. Richard Bruno of the County Health Department says they're investigating at least four deaths that are suspected to have been caused by the heat. I'm Donna Water.
Meanwhile, many of the millions left without power when Hurricane Beryl crashed into the Houston area now face days without power and air conditioning as dangerous heat threatens that region. A heat advisory in effect through Wednesday in parts of Texas. Also at SRNNews.com, the House scheduled a vote this week on the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. This GOP-sponsored bill seeks to mandate proof of U.S. citizenship for all federal elections in an effort to prevent non-citizens from voting. Bill sponsor GOP Congressman Chip Roy of Texas says his bill has the solid backing from his fellow Republican colleagues.
We are united behind a simple notion that I think at least 81% of Americans, maybe as high as 87%, depending on which poll you look at, believe in a simple concept that only American citizens should vote in American elections.
Under the current National Voter Registration Act, individuals attest to their citizenship simply by checking a box on registration forms. And on Wall Street, stocks are mixed ahead of important economic reports this week. The Dow is down 89 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 30. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Berlin take on Muslim terrorists.
The city has banned the red inverted triangle, which is a symbol used by Hamas and its supporters to mark its targets in both the digital realm and in graffiti. For example, Berlin Mayor Kai Wegner has been targeted for breaking up Palestinian protests. The words "Kai will pay" were painted on the city's free university under a red triangle. Federal lawmakers are considering a national ban in Germany as anti-Semitism surges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Kansas Supreme Court has reaffirmed its stance on the state constitution protects abortion. The court has struck down a ban on a common second trimester procedure and state laws regulating abortion clinics. The Kansas court declared access to abortion a fundamental right back in 2019. Voters also rejecting a proposed amendment to the state constitution that would have explicitly reversed the court's ruling. This is SRN News. No injuries after another United flight losing a wheel.
Authorities say a United Airlines Boeing jet lost a main landing gear wheel while taking off from Los Angeles. The jet later landed safely in Denver. The airline says there were no reported injuries on the ground or on board Flight 1001. The wheel was recovered in Los Angeles. The Boeing 757-200 was carrying 174 passengers and seven crew members. And it's the second time a United Boeing jet has lost a tire in the past few months. In March, a United Boeing B777-200 jet lost a tire mid-air after takeoff from San Francisco. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A shark bit a Florida teen on the leg during a lifeguard training camp. Volusia County officials say the 14-year-old's injuries were not considered to be life-threatening. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.